a very good evening to you. And welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Max Radio. My name's Howard Kane. It's always a pleasure to have your company on a Friday evening, no matter what the weather. What have we got? Well, Duke and Johnny, side by side. Noel, in his tux. Noel Coward, that is, of course. Some Chester's Choice to start us off this evening. I hope it wasn't a damp squib for you now the TT's over. But here's some squibs anyway.
Someone sweet on the street, that's Squibs. She's a charmful little armful, got the cutest little nose. She's a devil on the level, got 100 million foes. Look out for Squibs, that bundle of dynamite. You would fight for Squibs.
Good way to get going as much as any, isn't it? Squibs with the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra. A squib, I seem to recall, was a type of firework, wasn't it? So a damp squib was a firework that didn't go off. And sad though it is to say, I do believe that's the view a little bit of TT 2025. No one's fault, not the organisers, certainly not the races or the marshals or the thousands of volunteers and people who take part, but the weather again, isn't it? All that work and it can all be made or broken by a couple of weeks on nice weather or not. And as so often seems to be the case, had we shifted it 2 weeks earlier, it would have been glorious. And I think the rain started about an hour before the first practice down on the southern course for the pre-TT Classic. You couldn't make it up, could you? Hopefully you made the most of it, whichever you were doing, whether you had bikers or ran away or went away or were taking part or whatever the case may be. And fingers crossed, as always, like gardeners, we think TT26 would be better. Well, all the Grand Prix, that would do. Anyway, Squibs, the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra. What's in a name, they ask. In the case of that HMV studio house band, well, that Shakespearean quote bears scrutiny. The new part signified its revival in late 1928, as its earlier incarnation, the original Mayfair Dance Orchestra, lasted from 1912 to 1920. And then Mayfair, then as now, a very glamorous part of London, though the musicians were drawn from the bands that played in London's wider West End. The dance orchestra bit implied that they were going to play live, which was not necessarily the case since it came into being solely for recording purposes, as and when required. A little bit of poetic license there. So the full title stood for the premier recording outfit from the golden age of British dance bands. George Scott Wood, I think he wrote that one, Squibs and Singing maybe, Carol Gibbons, Percival Mackey, Ray Noble and others. As I say, trust you survived TT one way or another and are either looking forward to next year or to the MGP or thinking, oh Lord, not again. I'll leave it with you where you stand on that spectrum. Sorrento by the Sea, something the Isle of Man is never called.
Dreaming, it was in Sorrento by the sea. I kissed your hand and begged you not to leave me. And while I vowed to love you tenderly, I couldn't see those mocking eyes above me. It was in Sorrento by the sea. I was in love, so what else mattered? As long as I thought you were mine. But all my hopes and dreams were shattered when I saw your dark eyes shine. So now I'm all alone and melancholy, for soon I found romance could never be. I thank you, dear, you showed a fool his folly. It was in Sorrento by the sea.
Sorrento by the Sea. Now is your chance to sing. Sing, sing, sing. With Benny. Thank you. a studio version, I assume. Well, it sounds like there was a bit of a clunky edit somewhere in the middle there, didn't it? It seemed to change key, maybe two performances stuck together. I don't know. Taken from a collection of big band music. Sing, 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 of course, Benny Goodman. And if you know your Benny Goodman and you know Sing, 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 you'll know the classic performance, which from Carnegie Hall, the live performance, where, again, the quality perhaps isn't quite as good as that. I don't know. It's pretty good, to be honest. But it's worth it, whatever it is, for that fantastic solo from Jess Stacy. You get the gist of it and the shape of the whole piece there, clearly. But towards three quarters of the way through, there's a lovely part where the drums go really quiet. And so you have the tom-toms going dum-dum, but right into the background. And you suddenly hear Jess Stacy, the pianist, who didn't all see eye to eye with Benny Goodman. And he starts playing this beautiful little solo out of nowhere, and it's crafted gorgeously and seems almost out of keeping with the rumbustious thumping of the tom-toms from Louis and such like. But it's just absolutely gorgeous. And went down in the annals of history, and you hear Benny Goodman say, "Yay, play Jess," and then the audience going wild at the end. Similar sort of length, I think, quite a long piece. So I assume that only went on to when they had long players, 33 and a third, because I don't think you'd get that 9 minutes or so with Sing, Sing, Sing onto the... A 78, would you? I don't think you would. A 78, Grandad? What's that? We know all about 78s here on Sweet and Swing. By the way, if you've got 78s or anything on a 78 you'd like to hear here or whatever, drop me a line, Howard Kane at manxradio.com, C-A-I-N-E. And I'd love to hear from you with any thoughts or anything you might like to hear. Or if you're just listening in a far-off place, France, Germany, Spain, Australia. I know our sister programme is listened to. I was looking at the details the other day and jumping in our sister programme. It is most listened to in the United States, would you believe? Followed by Britain. And there are more people who download the podcast for jumping in China than there are in the Isle of Man. That's a strange thought. I must take a look for a Sweden Swing as well to see where you're all listening. Anyway, if you're listening far off climbs, drop me a line and let me know. Howard Kane at manxradio.com. Right, well, we'll go for that cheeky chappy, I think, next. Still to come, of course, we do have some of our classic trumpets and jazz. Got a bit of Bud Freeman as well. Noel Coward and Duke Ellington. Lots of goodies. So don't go anywhere, because here comes the cheeky chappy himself, Harry Roy, singing and with his own band, and a track which went on to be an advert for Fruit Pastels in later years.
Beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama, lay that pistol down.
She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I lied and wished that I was dead.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama, lay that pistol down.
Drinking beer in a cabaret and dancing with a blonde. Until one night she shut out the light and bang, that blonde was gone. Babe, I will you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama. Lay that pistol down.
I was drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Whoopee!
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama. Lay that pistol down.
There was old Al Baxter. He always had his fun. But with some lead, she shot him dead. His honking days are done.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama. Lay that pistol down.
And we don't condone the carrying of pistols of any sort, children. No, back in the day. Hopefully we don't do it too much over here. And like I said, if you've got a good memory and used to like watching the addies when the adverts were worth watching, sometimes they'd be probably better than the programme in between them, then you might remember the Roundtree's fruit pastel adverts. Other fruit pastels are available. But they nicked that track. Whether it be out of copyright when they did it, it was quite a few years ago, I'd imagine. 80s, somewhere around about there. 70s, 80s, somewhere out there. Put that pastel down, Ma, put that pastel down. Pastel picking, or pastel pinching mama, they went and changed the words to, didn't they? Or was that just me? Could be, in any case. It is Sweet Swing with myself, H. Lovely to have you along, as always, on a Friday evening, and a little bit of the cheeky chappy himself there. And you'd got a real sense of his cheekiness. You think he'd play well even now, Harry Roy, wouldn't you, if he could come back? Been long gone, sadly, but if he was still around, put a band together, you still think he would have a fair old audience. And he'd probably, you know, obviously change with the times a little bit, but yeah, wonderful stuff. he just would be a good entertainer. You can imagine him being good banter, a bit of cheeky sort of tongue-in-cheek and double entendre with the audience and such like. I'd go and see him in any case. And as indeed I would see Fat Swaller, as indeed I would have gone to see this man at the piano, with a piece that used to be a favourite of the old maestro when we were playing with the trio as well. It's a bit of a show-off piece. He played it very well, indeed. Meadlux Lewis, Honky Tonk Train Blues.
Thank you.
Love that symbol to end up. The wind is in the west. Jack Plant. I don't know which way the wind was blowing for the TT, but clearly wasn't blowing the right direction. Jack Plant and the Cubs with Roy Fox and Peggy Dell. Peggy Dell with Jack Plant and the Cubs and the vocals there with Roy Fox and Peggy Dell. And Peggy herself was taught the piano by her father, who was a musician at the Dublin Empire. And the original name was Tisdall, then she just shortened it to Dell. But good number. Yeah, shame about the wind. One of the rare TTs, wasn't it? Cancelled by wind. Not rain or anything else, but it was the fact it was too windy and blowing from the wrong direction. But I think Gary did a wonderful job up in the tower there. And who would envy him that job, it has to be said. The clerk of the course. Not I. Very, very difficult. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I think Gary does a very, very good job there. And we're very lucky to have him, I think, at the TT in many ways. And I'm sure the right decision was made. Side by Side, Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges, a classic album on Verve released, I don't know, way back in the 1950s, would it be? Thereabouts, I think. A great album, though, in any case. Johnny, Duke, Harry Sweets, Edison, Al Hall, Les Band, Joe Jones, et al. A few others as well on this one. And let's hear them. Let's Fall in Love. Thank you. Rides along effortlessly, doesn't it? As well it might when you look at the personnel. 1958, August the 14th to be exact. Johnny Hodges alto, Ben Webster there on tenor, Roy Eldridge trumpet, Lawrence Brown on a trombone, Wendell Marsh on bass, Billy Strayhorn at the piano on that one, and Joe Jones at the drums. Side by side was the album, Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges, Duke on piano as well, as far as I'm aware. Or is he not? No, maybe he's not actually. Yes, he's on some tracks and not on others. He's actually on that particular one, Billy Strayhorn taking piano duties. And a lovely note in the lining notes as well, reference the tenor sax of Big Ben. Certainly has one of his best days on this date, says Nat Hentoff. And gives another lesson on the thesis that a tenor sax can be thoroughly virile without sounding like an instrument of assault. Yeah, I think I know what he means. Lovely stuff in any case. And yeah, Billy Strayhorn, Duke Ellington, they were side by side for a lot of time as well, as he was with Johnny Hodges there, but just wonderful player. And they penned so many great classics made famous by Ellington. Right, this is another man who made an awful lot of classics famous in his own inimitable way, and I'll leave him, as it's a live gig, to introduce this next song. I think you'll recognise the voice fairly instantly.
Now, I'd like to sing you a song that I wrote many years ago for a review this year of Grace. And the song is called World Weary. When I'm feeling weary and blue, I'm only too glad to be left alone. Dreaming of a place in the sun when day is done, far from a telephone. Hardly ever see the sky, buildings seem to grow so high. Give me somewhere peaceful and grand where all the land slumbers in monotone. I'm world weary, world weary, living in a great big town. I find it so dreary, so dreary, everything looks grey or brown. I want an ocean blue, great big trees, a bird's eye view of the Pyrenees. I want to watch the moon rise up and see the great red sun go down. Watching clouds go by through a windy sky fascinates me. But if I do it in the street, every cop I meet simply hates me. Because I'm world weary, world weary, tired of all these jumping jacks. I want to get right back to nature and relax. I'm world weary, living in a great big town. I find it so dreary, everything looks grey or brown. I want a horse and plow, chickens too, just one cow with a wistful moo. A country where the verb to work becomes a most improper noun. I can hardly wait till I see the great open spaces
My loving friends will not be there. I'm so sick of their damn fool faces. Because I'm world weary, world weary. I could kiss the railroad tracks. I wanna get right back to nature. Assume a horizontal stature. I wanna get right back to nature and realize.
And there it goes, onwards with the audience live. As you might well have gathered there, the Noel Coward album. And I'm just trying to see where it actually says where he was singing. But yeah, in New York somewhere. I think it was like a hotel or in a particular... Wait a minute, here we go. Live at Wilbur Clark's. It's in Las Vegas. Gosh, right. The Desert Inn, Las Vegas, 1955. Well, there we go. Unmistakable, Noel Coward, always making it sound very easy until you try and sing or play some of the pieces, and they're not as easy as you think they're going to be. And getting that voice and the way, the intonation as well, and sometimes that's what you need to sing them effectively. I remember doing a Noel Coward play when I was very young, got absolutely trounced, almost put me off Amdram for life, but, well, depending on your viewpoint, it was either a good thing or a bad thing that I did carry on in the end. I'll leave it there. Can't go wrong. I promised you Chester's Choice as well. Bob Chester and his orchestra. And this one, I thought, well, it could have been an anthem for TT 2025, perhaps, with the wind and the rain in her hair. Dolores O'Neill taking the vocals there with Bob Chester and his orchestra. Fairly brief affair, Bob Chester's band-leading career. However, he did have something of an advantage over a lot of his contemporaries and competitors at the time, inasmuch as we all know, running a band, then as now, is not always a financial success, or indeed makes any money whatsoever. More often, the opposite. But as luck would have it, Bob's dad was a top executive within General Motors, so he wasn't short of a dollar or two, and being a good dad, he was very happy to underwrite Bob's musical activities. So yes, as it's noted, what an advantage that must have been, it says in the notes, in the rough and tumble of the band business during the 30s and 40s when Chester was active. Not surprisingly, you'll be here, having heard the General Motors and motoring reference, Bob was a native of Detroit. Don't know whether it's the capital of the car building industry now, but it certainly used to be. Started back in the 1930s and played saxophone with several well-known orchestras at the time, including Arnold Johnson, Ben Pollock, we know that, and Russ Morgan. Yeah, a nice picture of Dolores on the back. Very good-looking woman she is too, by the looks of it. Not to be mistaken, Chester's Choice with Charlie Chester. Yeah. Oh, Chester's Choice, wasn't it? BBC Radio 2. Bob Chester, in that case. I'll keep that one in the bag. I'll have a bit more from Bob, I think, at some stage or other. And we better not forget, lest I want to do, aren't I? Sometimes trying to cram too much in, I forget. We've been doing our little trumpeters of jazz, some of the great jazz trumpets we've had so far. Oh, well, some of the best, Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, Bunk Johnson, and such like. And less known, Tommy Ladner, Lee Collins, Sidney DeParis, perhaps. Bix Beiderbecke last week. Red Nichols last week. Bix was a week before, I think, wasn't he? So, this week, a name you will remember, and a great name as well, Bunny Berrigan. Good track, just simply called Blues. Bunny Berrigan died back in 1942, tragically young, as was often the case with some of these trumpeters in these years, pre-war years, bebop years, drugs and alcohol rife, and I think it was booze mostly in Bunny's case, his life tragically shortened by chronic alcoholism. died at 33 from cirrhosis of the liver, but did manage to record a lot in his time, or compose a lot. Composed jazz instrumentals such as Chicken and Waffles and Blues there, perhaps best known for his virtuoso jazz trumpeting and his classic recording of I Can't Get Started, and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1975. Born in Wisconsin, where my good mate lives these days, Ian, out there in Wisconsin, Kenosha, I think, from that neck of the woods, the son of William and Mary, and raised in Fox Lake, and started out on violin playing with local bands, including the University of Wisconsin's Jazz Ensemble, though he didn't actually ever go to the University of Wisconsin, but he did record his first trumpet solos with that orchestra, and then went on to tour England and a few other European countries in 1930, and was also chief soloist with bands like Rudy Valley, Tommy Dorsey, Paul Whiteman, and indeed Benny Goodman. That's about it for another week, would you believe? Well, another fortnight in this case. Jumping in, of course, as usual next week. Check it out. You never know, you might like something. If not, I'll see you in a couple of weeks for the best in sweet and swing. Look after yourselves. I'll see you then. Cheerio.